In 1998, the Fiat Lux eagerly waited in the Black Forest of Germany for the beginning of World War III.
Their leader, 69-year-old Uriella, claimed to be the Virgin Mary reincarnate. She assured the group that once the Russians invaded Europe, it would usher in the apocalypse and their salvation.
Uriella's followers looked forward to the pinnacle of the apocalypse when UFOs came to rescue the remaining third of Earth's population. The Fiat Lux only hoped that they would be among the few selected as spiritually ready to enter into the new age. Hi, I'm Vanessa Richardson, and this is Cults, a Parcast original. This is the third episode in our daily series on the strange prophecies made by different cults and their leaders. Throughout this month, we're taking a daily look at the myriad of apocalyptic predictions to try and uncover what makes these revelations so appealing. I'm here with my co-host, Greg Paulson.
Hi, everyone. Today we're discussing the beliefs of the Swiss cult leader, Uriella. She convinced her followers, the Fiat Lux, that the apocalypse would begin sometime in 1998, and that it would usher in a new golden age of life on Earth.
In 1973, Swiss secretary Erika Bertschinger fell off a horse and hit her head. This accident wasn't fatal. Rather, it was life-changing.
Bertschinger was convinced that the fall had imparted a revelation. She was not Erika Bertschinger. Rather, she was Uriella, the reincarnated Virgin Mary. And she had been sent to prophesy the end of the world.
By 1980, Uriella had established a cult in Germany known as the Fiat Lux, Latin for Let There Be Light. At its peak, Fiat Lux consisted of roughly 135 initiated members and 800 followers. All of them looked forward to the same thing, the apocalypse.
Uriella warned that pre-apocalyptic events were already occurring. She believed that several Catholic popes had either been poisoned or replaced by doubles, and that Freemasons were secretly controlling the Vatican. Fiat Lux also believed that barcodes and the www portion of web addresses were the mark of the beast, as referred to in the Book of Revelation.
In light of this, Uriella said that it was just a matter of time before the full scale of apocalyptic events took place. And in 1991, she declared that she had received a new message from Jesus Christ, telling her that the apocalypse would kick off in 1998 with the invasion of Russian troops into Europe.
This, according to Uriella, would mark the start of World War III. And in the ensuing chaos, the world's stock market would tumble, unleashing a torrent of computer viruses that disabled global communication.
Amidst this turmoil, Nazi flying saucers would emerge from their hiding places in Antarctica, attacking the Earth's population from above. And as if that wasn't enough, the Earth itself would convulse with apocalyptic disasters.
Earthquakes, tidal waves, volcanic eruptions, and meteorites would pummel the population. By the time it was all over, two-thirds of mankind would be wiped out. The remaining one-third would be at the mercy of so-called benevolent interplanetary beings under the command of Jesus Christ.
These beings would descend in spherical motherships and stage a three-week evacuation of Earth's remaining population. Only those who were spiritually prepared and exhibited advanced vibrations would be rescued. All others would perish.
Those chosen few would then undergo a period of spiritual awakening and purification aboard the UFOs. Meanwhile, the Earth beneath them would transform into a new paradise called Amora. Ancient cities would rise from the sea, and new plant and animal life would emerge. By the time the renewed humans returned, the Earth would have fully entered into its golden age.
Uriella slated these events for the summer or autumn of 1998. Throughout the year, her Fiat Lux followers dressed in their customary white robes and diligently recited their prayers. They were eager for World War III to begin.
But when nothing happened by late 1998, Oriella claimed to receive an update, postponing the apocalypse to an unspecified time in the future. She said that the prayers of the faithful had convinced God to prolong his mercy.
In the wake of this revelation, many members of Fiat Lux left. The group's membership dwindled over the years, finally disbanding in February of 2019 when Oriella passed away at the age of 90.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the predictions of another cult.
You can catch our other episodes of Cults for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.